always ask, well, what are you going to do today, Dad? How are you going to do this? I remember I had a piece of land over there one day. I'd planted the corn down, like I told you, down in the flat, so the dirt would fall around the corn and cover up the grass as it would cultivate it. And I had it up on the top of a row that I hadn't plowed the middle out of it. I told him to go over there and put the old gray mule to that plow I fixed over there and plow the middle out of that piece of ground. And it took me from early morning to middle of the evening to get it done. That's how I knew how long it'd take. Well, he was enjoying it pretty well, and the old mule liked to just step, 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 just enjoyed it too, you see. He'd say, all right, John. When old John got there, he'd just switch around and come back down the road. He walked out of there by dinner time.
Is that right?
Yeah. Quarter of a day or more than I could have done, you see. Mm-hmm. That's the way he liked it, the way he got it done. Mm-hmm. Well, the agent wanted us to sow some Les Perdita clover in here and try that out on some of our land. And I had a piece of land over there that wasn't too good no how, and I sold it, and that's Cerisa, Les Perdita. And it came up and made a bumper crop. And it's a seed, clover you don't have to seed every year. It comes back from the root. Makes a terrible root system and goes down in the ground, awful deep. And I don't know how many years I cut that. I got it sold, got a good stand of it, and I bought me a new rake and mowing machine. I had a good pair of mules. And I don't know how much hay I cut there. But I couldn't get nobody to bale it. First year I got it baled. I don't know how many bales it was of it, but a lot of it. Next year I couldn't get nobody to bale it. They was busy, something else. And I had to hold it in loose. I told my brother, my wife's brother, I said, if you help me haul that hay in, as long as I have hay, you'll have it. He had a good pair of mules. And we hold it and put it in my barn. And I don't know how many loads he came up here and got and carried down. Let's give him half of it to help me get it in, you see. Well, then after I sold the mule, the hay kept coming on, and I let a man over in town have it, come out here and bale it. I think he baled it 2 years, I don't know how many bales he got. But I didn't charge him much for it because I didn't need it, see, and I wanted it cut, I was afraid he didn't. Now, there's two or three different men come out here and took that hay and cut it. Well, I got where I couldn't get nobody to cut that. I let this man across the road out here. He come in here, and he wanted to work it in corn. And he paid me, off 8 acres, he paid me about 140 bushel of corn rent, a fourth of it. I charged him a fourth. He made over 400 bushel of corn off, yeah, about 600 bushel of corn off 8 acres over there. It made corn after all that stuff was in there. But he had the tool, he had a tractor and tool to do it with, and he just tore the bottom out of that ground, you know, getting it tore up and getting like he wanted to plant it. And it made corn, I don't mean maybe. Just old thin, what you'd say, well, white land. After it had run several years, not so recent.
How did you see it? I think this is going to run out of. I did want to ask you how many times a season would you cut the hay?
Cut it at least twice every year, and sometimes you cut it three times. You want to cut it before those stems got so hard that the stock wouldn't eat them, you see, and get too high. About a little better than knee high the first time, you see, and then come in.
You
cut it at least twice and sometimes three times a year.
Would one, would the first cutting be better than the second, or?
Well, no, it was generally tender and it would dry out more than the other one. It wasn't as strong as the other, but you had to get off there so to get another start, you see. I had cut several times when I really wouldn't have if I hadn't been protecting the getting the next crop going to, you see. It had to cut it off so it would come out. Cut high enough the first time, it would suck out below that, and cut a little over the next time, you see. And if you cut three times, the closer you can get it.
See, well, which time would be better then?
Middle cutting, yeah, is usually the best, you see.
Oh, I see.
Well, the third cutting is in the fall of the year, you see, and each time the weather doesn't suit as good, it won't turn out so good, it don't grow as good.
I see.
Turn out as much hay as that.
I'm going to change this, and then I'd like to ask you more about how you raked